This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The planned demolition of a funeral home in Penrose is now set for the end of February. The Environmental Protection Agency says the Return to Nature facility, where nearly 200 mishandled bodies were discovered, needs to be torn down due to the conditions inside. Work was originally scheduled for this month but was delayed. The co-owners of the funeral home face charges including abuse of a corpse, theft, and forgery. Governor Jared Polis has been making the case for a border security deal with Congress. He recently spoke with Fox News host Neil Cavuto.
If we're serious about it, Neil, now is the time to do it. This is the first real opportunity we've had to do this in decades, and I don't think we want to be complaining about this for years and decades to come. Let's get it solved.
The bipartisan deal being negotiated by the White House and several senators would reportedly allow the federal government to shut down the asylum process and rapidly deport migrants in some circumstances. President Joe Biden has also asked for billions for enforcement and to help cities like Denver accommodate an influx of migrants. But Republican leaders in the House have signaled they may block the package. Local governments would be barred from imposing rigid occupancy limits on housing under a bill being considered by state lawmakers this week. The bill does allow local governments to require a minimum amount of space per occupant, but they couldn't impose a blanket cap on the number of unrelated people who can live in a single unit. The bill is supported by Governor Jared Polis. Calm and warm in Denver this week with highs in the mid-60s tomorrow and on Wednesday. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's just about 4:06.